Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's our colleague here, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, 105.7 The Fan. And his comments are powered by Verizon. Let's bring in Jim Hunter. Jim, good afternoon. How you feeling on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Hanging in there, Jim. And the Zach Eflin injury, bad news, unexpected turn of events, because he was really dealing on Monday night as the Orioles, in my opinion, played their best game of the season, winning that opener 5-1. Grayson's already on the shelf. Bradish and Wells, who knows when we'll see them, if at all, this season. Even guys like Trevor Rogers are down on the farm, or Rogers, the kid they got from Miami. McDermott is banged up. So it's not like they have a ton of reinforcements coming up through the ranks. But how, don't say catastrophic, but how tough is this injury news for Eflin himself personally and for this Orioles starting rotation?
Well, it's really devastating for the rotation, Bob, because if you think about it, he's pitched three starts, and all three starts are quality starts. And by the way, those are the only three quality starts in the rotation. The starters have really struggled overall, except for Eflin. Their combined ERA is 5.34. That's 25th out of the 30 teams in the major leagues. So this is a big loss. And again, it brings to mind why they didn't go out and make a trade for a legitimate top of the rotation pitcher in the offseason. They have the prospects to make a trade. They just seem reluctant to do it. And, you know, and as you and I have talked about quite a bit, all these guys are not going to play in Baltimore because they're blocked by other prospects. So, you know, now you can't foresee injuries or ineffectiveness. And, you know, who knew Charlie Morton was going to be this bad? But if you make a trade for a guy that you know can play, I mean, you look at other teams like the Dodgers. The Dodgers always go out and sign guys and make trades for players that they know can play and help them. The Orioles at the major league level seem reluctant to do that.
Well, they are dealt with a hand, if you will, that they have created for themselves. And as we said, Trevor Rogers, McDermott not here. Maybe we'll see Brandon Young at some point over the weekend. But you mentioned Charlie Morton, and I said it when the Orioles signed him. You look at his track record, hits the post 30 times a year. And for the most part, it's been effective, been really good in the postseason for multiple teams. But 41, there's only so many throws left in that arm. And it's not like his stuff is off kilter. I mean, he had 4 Ks last night, 10 in his previous outing against the Red Sox. But his command has really gone south here, Jim Hunter. So as we look at Charlie Morton, frustrated with his own performance through 3 starts, are we looking for silver linings? Or is this a case of, that dark cloud, it's going to be here for a while?
Well, you're right about the lack of command. I mean, he walked five batters last night. And not only does that elevate your pitch count, it gives the opposition more base runners that they didn't earn. I mean, he only gave up four hits last night, but he walked five. So that's nine base runners. And his ERA is 8.78, which is totally not acceptable for a guy that they paid $15 million a year for to come in here and stabilize the rotation. It's a big concern. He lasted only five innings. He's 0-3 in his three starts, and in none of those starts did he have a chance to win the game.
Jim Hunter joining us. His comments are powered by Verizon. Jim, of course, the longtime voice of the Orioles and our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. Tyler O'Neill is now in the crosshairs, Jim. What a difference 2 weeks make in a lot of the eyes of Oriole fans. As base running gaffes, maybe not showing that gold glove defense in right field, even though he won his gold gloves in left field. I mean, the offense is kind of played for the most part. Double play last night kind of killed a big first inning uprising. We've heard a lot about he's an upgrade over Anthony Santander. Santander himself off to a slow start in Toronto. So the Jim Hunter, the grade 2 weeks in, basically, for old Ticeps here.
Well, you have to look at the production, and he does have seven RBIs, which is second on the team. Only Cedric with 14 has more than O'Neill. And, he ran into a tough play last night. On the fly ball by Jackson Holliday to left field that Gurriel made a great diving catch on. Mike Estabrook, the third base umpire, did not make a call at all. It's his play. The play is in left field. He has to say out. And O'Neill said after the game he didn't see Estabrook do anything, which he didn't do. And he tried to get to third base. And as it turned out, it ended up being a double play because he didn't tag from second base. He just ran because he thought the ball was trapped. So I think O'Neill has been an upgrade. I mean, obviously, you're going to have webs and flows of when you're hitting and when you're not hitting. And I realize he hasn't hit a home run since opening day. But he's going to hit. And like I said, I mean, he does have seven RBIs, which is second on the team. And it was too bad that Mike Estabrook took the Orioles out of a rally last night. They did score the one run on Mullins, tagging from third and scoring. But they would have had a runner at third and two outs if Estabrook would have done his job and made an out.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the data you need and four free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's four lines for $25 a line plus four free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time is subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Call.
Yeah, let's get that Estabrook. Stop ruining the game. Do your job. Anyway, Jim, we talk about the rotation problemo. Bullpen, solid. Outside of Perez, their earned run average is below two for the bullpen this year. Offense inconsistent, and outside of the opening weekend outburst home run-wise, they've had a hard time hitting them. But defensively, getting back to that, why the struggles here? Because we look at the Orioles and think they're going to be one of the best defensive teams in baseball, and been rather inconsistent there, too.
Yeah, they have been, Bob, and it is a puzzle because, as you mentioned, these are proven defensive players. And, you know, maybe moving the guys around a little bit is having an effect on them. I can't say that for certain. But the thing of it is that when your pitching is as inconsistent as it has been, although you mentioned the bullpen, they've now gone four consecutive scoreless games in relief of the starters. But when your starters are very inconsistent, you need the defense behind them to try to help them out. And it is a problem, you know, because you're supposed to make the plays that you're supposed to make. And unfortunately, more times than not, that hasn't been the case.
Hey, Jim, when do you think that we start to see some power from Kerstedt?
Well, I'm just happy that, you know, he was in there again last night, and hopefully he's in there again this afternoon. I just think it's timing, Vinny. You know, he's getting used to facing major league pitching on a regular basis, and he does have power. But again, it's all about the timing and getting accustomed to facing these pitchers on a regular basis. So I'm glad he was in there again last night. He's made back-to-back starts. Hopefully he's in there this afternoon. And if I'm Brandon Hyde, I'm putting him in left field every single day so he can shorten that time span to get the timing down.
Jim Hunter, your confidence level that Dean Kramer can pitch through six innings today? He usually rises to the occasion when he's against the ropes, it seems.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he didn't pitch well in his last start, but he certainly has the ability to do that. And they frankly need that. You know, the bullpen, even though the bullpen has been pitching very well, four consecutive scoreless games for the bullpen, and their bullpen is 2.98. That's eighth in the major leagues for relief pitching ERA. But it would certainly help if Dean Kramer could go six innings today.